You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello and welcome back to Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan Pro Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Jessica, and today to talk with me all about the upcoming Champion Carnival is Dylan Fox.
Hi, I'm back again. Everyone who wanted me gone, you did not get rid of me. Jessica still likes me. She still wants me on the show. So how about that? All of my enemies are back. I've come back again to listen to this show and also some friends, hopefully. I don't have many of those. I have more enemies than friends, for sure. But whoever you are, whatever your relationship with me is, thank you so much for tuning in, and I can't wait to do this show here about really one of the biggest parts of the year in All Japan, too, and one of my personal favorites. You know, I think this is one of those shows that, I mean, I don't know how big it will be, but I do think, like, preview shows are super easy for new fans to come into. So hopefully we got a lot of people who are listening that maybe are a little bit new, want to get some background info, want to know what kind of matches that we both look forward to, and most importantly, me and you, it should be a great show and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I need someone who knew about Dragon Gate, because I know nothing as a Dragon Gate wrestler in this tournament.
And that's good planning on you. I'm glad that I'm the one that you called on for this. But yes, we do have a special guest wrestler for this tournament. And that's going to be a lot of fun to talk about, and that's going to be cool for me. And we'll see if I can sell you on him here.
So it is that time of year. It's Champion Carnival season. If you are unfamiliar, it's All Japan's round robin tournament, first held in 1973 and won by Giant Baba. Who else? And last year, it was won by Kento Miyahara. And the winner gets a shot at the Triple Crown champion. Before we get to the lineup, we're just going to go over how to watch All Japan. So if you're one of the new ones and thinking of signing up, this is for you. I think when it comes to any Japanese wrestling company, big tournaments attract the most attention and get new eyes on the promotion. I know it was that way for me because my first New Japan show was a G1 Climax a couple years ago. So to watch All Japan, it's very easy. Sign up to AJPW.TV. It's 900 yen a month, so pretty cheap in terms of bigger Japanese wrestling promotions. It adds up to just under $10 Australian and $6 US, so that's super cheap. If you're thinking of signing up, just watch the older stuff. Don't bother. It's not there. All Japan doesn't own the rights to their like 90s stuff, so they can't show it. Goro TV, I think, owns the rights. We were discussing that before. We think it's them, yeah?
Yeah. If you look at their YouTube page, they often upload stuff on the Gaara channel, which gets passed around now and then. But if you want to know where it is, just ask and I'll show you and find it and link you to it.
Yeah, so All Japan does have a battle library on their streaming service. They upload older matches once a week, but it's from the early 2000s, so they do have kind of older stuff, but not like 90s stuff, but that's all over YouTube, really.
That's a good point, too. Like, if you really want to find the big, you know, 90s era, you could check that out, which is probably more famous to a lot of Western fans, but it really is irrelevant almost to the modern company. Like, you know, you don't need that to watch this new stuff here. If anything, I would say, like, going back to last year could be interesting as well, which me and you covered the whole tournament for my show, and which was very well done, very popular. All the fans of the Eastern Lariat loved your thing on it too, your presence both on the Patreon and the free show, so we did a lot for that. This year it's a lot, there's a lot of the same people but also a lot of different people. So that's one good thing about tournaments too, is that It's great for introducing new fans, like you said, and also great for like showing where a company's gone in the last year to this year. Like there were foreigners last year that came in, and there were people that didn't even come back, and now people they're bringing in that are brand new, and some people they brought back before. So there's just a lot of moving parts to it overall. So I would definitely recommend that. The old stuff is great. There's tons of legendary matches in All Japan for sure, whether it's in the Battle Library or the 90s. But I don't think it's that relevant to following this tournament we're about to preview.
I think a good place to start if you want to see the modern day stuff is Yuma Anzai's reign from last year, because that was just fantastic.
Oh, absolutely agree with that. I was a big proponent of him. I thought he was one of the best wrestlers in the world, and he got to face another good thing about All Japan in particular is that if somebody's the champion, you get to see how he matches up with all of the big players. It's very rare there'll be like a 1 month reign. You usually see a lot of the guys get shots that are in the main event scene in pretty much every reign. And with Anzai, he just knocked it out of the park. So I think that's a great recommendation. I would really agree with that for sure. My favorite match was against the guy who's going to be in this tournament, Hideki Suzuki, that he had. I know you like the Honda match.
That was my
What is
favorite
your
match of
favorite?
last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so he had both of our favorite matches, and the Honda match would be in my top three anyway. So I definitely loved both of those. The match against Rey was great as well, Rey Saito. So Kento, that obviously was great. So all kinds of great stuff with that. Definitely recommend. And you get a bunch of people that are in this tournament as well. You get to see the best of them in that time.
Yeah, I also did a bonus episode with Simone going over Anzai's reign. So if you want to listen to that, you can go back. That was really cool. But yeah, we're going to talk about the Champion Carnival now. So for the blocks, in block A, we have Kento Miyahara, who is one half of the tag team champions. And if you know All Japan, I guess he's the number one guy. He's the ace. He's the best of the best. He's always a contender in tournaments. I think we'll get far. We'll go over who we think's going to win and who will win each block. But yeah, keep an eye on Kento, I reckon.
Yeah, Kento, he is the man of the company. He's, it's worth mentioning, he's actually getting a shot at the Triple Crown before this tournament starts against Jun Saito, against the man he pinned to win the tag team titles with his buddy Yuma Oyagi. But I think there's a key point we need to really keep in mind with him that may slow him down. And I think that this year is very special because if you know me, if you follow the Eastern Lariat, you follow me anywhere, you know that I moved recently. And I have not gotten my autographed Kento shirt out right now. It's in a box somewhere. Is that going to drag him down? I feel like. Is that bad juju, bad mojo? I gotta figure it out. I got to get that shirt out of the box, put it in my closet that I built, and he can win. But if that doesn't happen, he's not gonna win.
Keep it in the box.
Okay, we know Jessica's opinion on it, and she's very honest. She's very straight to the point. I like that about you. I've always appreciated that. But maybe for you, I will leave it in the box to keep his chances of winning lower, at least for the Triple Crown as well.
So, like we said, Jun Saito, he's a Triple Crown champion. He is the top guy right now. He is in his first reign. So, we'll see what he does in the Champion Carnival.
Yeah, I think he's the thing with Kento is it just okay, this is just Dylan's opinion here. I'm not speaking for everyone. I'm speaking just as a fan of wrestling. Kento is going to be a guy to watch if you want great matches. Like he's going to try to bring the crowd into it. What Jess mentioned earlier about him being the ace is true, and the fans know it. They will rally behind him in all of his matches, and he's going to be tasked with getting the most out of a lot of these guys, and a lot of these guys in his block are old rivals or big guys that play into his style. That's really where he made his name in his original Triple Crown run. And you look at this block, it's a lot of big guys. So he's going to have some great matches. June is very popular and an excellent tag team wrestler, but I think as the champion, like he's going to have some stuff to prove in terms of match quality, if that's what you're looking for. I mean, it's a really tough spot going from Anzai with that amazing title reign. They flipped the belt around to three different people, and they're all trying to follow that up a little bit. And obviously, the legacy that Kento has built with his many Triple Crown reigns, as well as people like Suwama, who is unquestionably highly respected by everyone knowledgeable in wrestling. And Jun is trying to really follow the footsteps of these legendary champions. He's very popular with his brother. They're teasing a lot of good stuff with him. They'll probably set up some matches in this tournament. Whoever he loses to, that adds a little extra oomph to it because he's the champion. But in terms of match quality, I really want to see him step up here. I think this is his chance. He's got good opponents. I want to see him really get to the next level.
Yeah, I think both Saitos have improved massively as single stars, especially last year. And Jun just keeps adding moves to his move list. He has a new one called Days Gone, like a new finisher. So maybe we'll see something new. He busts out in
Well,
Champion Carnival.
what's better to you, Days Gone or that hair move he does?
The hair move is not a finisher though.
Okay, so you think that's
The
like
okay,
a.
the hair move, because Days Gone looks weird. It looks like the person's DDTing him.
Okay, I could agree with that. I could agree about the hair. No respect to the hair, from Jessica here. I appreciate the honesty once again. It's also worth mentioning too. The two people we just mentioned were the final of last year's tournament,
Yes.
Kento and June. And Kento did get the win. He's the defending Triple Crown, not Triple Crown, the defending Champion Carnival winner. And June is the defending champion, a Triple Crown champion here. So, June, this gives him a chance. Can he win and take that next step that he didn't get last year? Because, in a lot of ways, especially in Japanese wrestling, winning a tournament can almost be like winning a title in its own way. Like, it can be as important and viewed that way for your career. So, even though he's a champion, like, he still has something to, like, him winning would actually mean something. Let's see how that plays out. If these two, they'll have the rematch from last year's final. Of course, they're in the same block, and we'll see if June can take that next step or if Kento can defend if I find a shirt.
Okay, so next up is Hideki Suzuki. If you listen to this podcast, you know my thoughts about him. I'm 50-50. But last year in the Champion Carnival, he did really, really well. And this year, he signed to the company. So far, what I've seen of him, I really like. So hopefully he stays on that path. What do you think, Dylan?
Hideki is my guy. I cannot believe this lukewarm reaction that you're giving him in front of my presence. You chose to bring me on this show, and you will not commit to Hideki. He hasn't won your faith over completely. I think that he's won you over a little bit, though, because a lot of people, a lot of people are critics of his coming in. But look at his run. You mentioned last year the Carnival. The match against Anzai was fantastic. He's doing a current storyline with Dan Tamura right now, who I love so much. We all love Dan. And he's helping him along and doing some big things. I think he's a really great wrestler. He's like a true wrestling purist wrestler, I feel like, Like he's known for his grappling and, and stuff like that. Very technical style. Shades of Billy Robinson, who is his idol if you're a really old school fan. He's a guy that's not going to be doing super flashy stuff. But if he could get in a really motivated move, he could hit, be a heavy hitter. He could hit very hard, has a very unique style that's going to match up with a lot of good guys in this block. There's two in particular that I have in mind, and I think him and Kento can also have a potential banger. So I'm a huge fan of Hideki. I don't think it's impossible that he wins this block, but I think it would not be that likely. And I think it's a very, very low chance that he would win the tournament, I do have to say.
Okay, just a question. Just yes or no. Now that he's signed to All Japan, will he win the Triple Crown?
Not this year. If it's
No,
going to happen, it would
ever,
be.
like in his
Oh,
career.
I mean, that's such an open-ended question. That it
That's why I
depends on
said
where
yes or
we're
no.
at. Okay, fine. Yes, I'm Hideki. I will give him a yes. Okay.
Okay, now Shota Yoshino. He's my boy. He's your boy. He's everyone's boy. I just want him to do well. He did win the Champion Carnival a couple of years ago, and then like the next day announced he fractured his arm. Ugh, I just really want him to do well.
Listen to me. To get him to do well, you need to do the thing that he does. You need to do that. If you could do
The
that,
devil
if
horns?
yes, that's his thing. As she knows, as she had a picture with him and he did that. And I didn't
Yes.
even know he did it, but she revealed that I was right. I predicted that he did it. He will do the metal horns once again many, many times in this tournament. That is a safe bet. As she said, Ashino rules. He's a
Yes.
fantastic wrestler. He was one of the ones I have circled. Him and Hideki are going to have a fantastic match. Like I feel it in my veins, and I feel like this is a guy who you mentioned how he had like a lot going on. But the Ashino hype is too strong for me, Jessica. But the injury was so sad. Him and T-Hawk had a banger final. He's a guy that's really meant a lot to the company before. He was originally a Wrestle One guy and an oft-forgotten smaller company at this point. But him and Kuma came over from there. And he's a guy that really has made his way to being a staple of the company. He's a guy that, again, another great technical wrestler. And he's another guy that can strike when he's called upon. And why I think he matches up so well with Hideki. He's a little bit smaller than a lot of these guys in this block. And we're going to see how that plays into it because almost all of these guys in A block is going to be bigger than he is. So he's going to really have to utilize that in his matches. But we know how talented he is and that he could get it done in any scenario. But I'm really looking forward to his tournament. I think he's going to be a guy that has a lot of great matches and is really the anchor of the block almost.
The passion and anger he showed in his match with Anzai back in January, I want him to bring that to the Champion Carnival because that was like mean, awesome, cruel
Oh, that match
Ishino.
ruled. And also, Anzai just bloodying him up also made for a very memorable match. A lot of heart. And Ashino, too, he's just like you mentioned, he broke his arm in the match with T-Hawk, gutted his way through it, and delivered a great final in that, too. Hopefully, the final this year can be as good as that one was.
Okay, so Kuma Arashi, he's been hanging around All Japan for a while now. He's not signed, but he is part of the Hokuto Army, and we all love him. He just goes in there, yells. He's a big guy. He does, like, top rope moves. He beat Kento in Champion Carnival, and I don't think he ever got a Triple Crown title shot.
His well-deserved Triple Crown title shot. He went through that weird phase where he wasn't around, but he's been around for a long time, like you said. He came in again after the Wrestle One split along with Ashino, and he had a like a long-term run with the company along with his former partner Koji Doi, but then they just disappeared for a while, and then he came back. Doi didn't come back, but he's back. Bear Storm in Japanese, that kind of explains him very well. He's got the Mohawk. He's a goofball. He's a power guy. He will not win this tournament or this block in all likelihood, but he will be a fun kind of like undercard guy. You could put him on every show and you'll get something very fun, I would say. That's how I would describe Kuma. He's a fun wrestler and you'll enjoy watching him, I think, against a lot of these guys.
I think him picking up a win against one of the leaders could be possible. Like, he could be one of those guys. And it's not impossible to see him win, I reckon.
Yeah, give me a Kuma Jun Saito Triple Crown match.
At least he'll finally get a Triple Crown match.
I'd say they've robbed him of it for years, so they need to figure this thing out.
Next up is Kengo Mashimo. Guy 2AW, we love him. He's been in tournaments every now and then. He was with Kazuma Sakamoto in tag tournament a couple years ago. He was in last year's tag tournament. He's in the Champion Carnival now. I really like him. I really think he's a good guy to have on hand to fill spots.
Yeah, his team with Sekimoto in the tag league was one of the better ones, I thought. He had a great rivalry with Kento when Kento's first title reign, this was like 8 years ago, 2016. And he was a great, like, he was a main event guy back then. He was one of my original favorites as a fan, all the way back to the K-Dojo days for 2AW. Now he's in that indie company, but they brought him back for All Japan. He's a very reliable guy. He's a little bit older now. But another guy like I talked about with Hideki, Ashino, he's a very technical style guy, straight up armbar finisher. But the thing with him is I think that separates him from the other two is that he's also a kick guy. Like he will kick hard and he will put in a really workmanlike effort, put in max effort in against all these guys because you got to remember, he's a 2AW guy. This is going to be a big opportunity for him in a bigger company. So I have him circled as one of my guys to watch. I think he could be a sleeper MVP candidate if he really brings it. He's got the great matches in his style with Ashino and Suzuki. And Kento and him had fantastic matches his first time, like match of the year level in all of the world, really. when he was around the last time. So really looking forward to Mashimo. So happy he's back, and I can't wait to see more of him.
Yeah, same. Okay, so now Zion. When I first read this, I'm just like, Exion? Exon? How do you from? Because I didn't watch it. I read the blocks on Twitter. I'm just like, who is that? Then I went online, I found out he was in NXT, and then I found out he also played rugby league in Australia. And as soon as I saw his net, like his actual name, I'm like, oh yeah, this guy. I've heard about this guy. But this name, Zion, it just makes me think of Fallout New Vegas and the Honest Hearts DLC where you go to Zion. That's all I think about when I see this name, and I hate it so much because all it does is make me want to play New Vegas.
You should love this name then, because New Vegas is an amazing game.
It's so
Like
good.
that's, yeah, that's one of the, that to me is actually my favorite Fallout game was New Vegas. It's just so open-ended. I can't help but love it. Tried and true, yes man, like yes bot
Yes, man,
follower
ending,
here.
best ending.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Right here, we both agree on that. But so the thing with him is, like, I took a look at him. He really didn't do anything in WWE when he was there. Like, he was a constant in Level Up, which is like the pre-NXT show. It's like sub-NXT show. Now it's called Evolve. They have now. And even less popular than it was as Level Up, as I understand it. But this man, I looked at his resume on Cage Match, and in the last two, like, the last year, he really hasn't wrestled that much at all. And so this is going to be his big return, really, in terms of being an active wrestler, maybe see what he could do with it. Is this a career path he wants to do? Because, I mean, he's only had, six matches since 2024. Like 2024 and 2025 combined are six matches, and one of them was a 6 second match at the end of the day. He just has not been able to do anything. And I mean, I'm not going to judge him talent wise. I never saw him really do anything in WWE, so I'm not saying he's good or bad. If he has it, this will be his chance to show it. But he's really a wild card. But I will say this: if you look at All Japan in the past in the Carnival, they have found diamonds in the rough. People that we didn't even know who the hell this guy is, and he comes into the Carnival and he looks a lot better than we might have thought. So the hope is for him, he can really do some good things in the tournament. I don't know if I'm that confident in it, but he is from Australia, so I'm rooting for him for all of our Australian fans' sake.
I'm not. Anyway,
Come on.
the thing is, okay, right. So All Japan bring foreigners in every now and then. Last year they had Lord Crew in the Carnival. Before that they had Ryan Davidson in Tag League. My problem is some foreigners come in and get over straight away, like Cyrus and Mike D. Some don't. Some take the whole tournament and fans warm up to them. Fans start to really like them and want them back, and then they just disappear. So
Yeah.
that's why I thought, okay, Lord Crew could be a good shout because fans know who he is. They started, to follow him. He seems to want to come back. He said he's learning Japanese, and they bring in this guy. It's like, who is he? He hasn't wrestled, like you said, six matches, what, since 2024? Like, that's insane. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean that's just there's just not a lot there to look at to prove whether he will be good or not. I think the only thing that could be a saving grace for him is that, he has the WWE name behind him. And that means a lot to certain Japanese, people in charge and things like that. He's a worldwide star, quote unquote, even though he was never in like anything major. Just having the name alone gives you credibility with executives and things like that. So if he does do good, I mean, just look at, I mean, we're going to talk about him later a little bit, but there's someone else in this tournament in the other block, or not in the other block, we're probably about to get to him very quickly. That WWE name has carried this man for a decade plus at this point. So perhaps Zion will follow in this individual's footsteps.
But remember the last guy who came in with a WWE name last year? And it was the worst match of the whole year. It
Tell
was
me.
EC3.
Oh yeah. Hey, that's the NWA champion. He's more of a TNA guy. Come on
Well, when
now.
they announced him, it said WWE. And
Oh
then
yeah,
that's
they
it.
did.
Yeah. Oh, that was terrible.
Well, yeah, that EC3 match, don't watch that. Whatever you do,
Yeah, if
please
you're a
don't
new
watch
fan,
it.
keep away from that. Let's move on to a better foreigner in Cyrus. So he's back again, back in another carnival. He started in All Japan back in 2022, and I still remember his debut match. It was the only clap time, but fans made audible noise for him because it's just like, wow, this guy's so big. And he squashed Black Mansa Ray in like under 2 minutes, and I miss that little guy so
No,
much.
poor man. Sorry, I miss you so much.
But he's back, and the fans really like him. I really like him. I think he's just got a lot better since he's been in All Japan. He seems more confident now. So yeah, I reckon he could be someone who really gets far in Block A.
Yeah, he feels like he may be kind of a gatekeeper role. He can really beat anybody. I mean, like she said, the size is his calling card. They clearly want him again to go back to the old school to fill a familiar role if you're a fan of Vader. That's kind of his run to be the new Vader, which is a very high expectation role to be in. But he's done a very good job with it. He's a lot of fun. He's this big, loudmouth American that can do a lot of power moves. Like I said, I think he'll be a gatekeeper role. I think he'll be in the mix. I don't expect him to win, but I do think it's very possible that he could win the block if things break the right way for him.
Yeah. Okay, last guy, Davey Boy. No notes, next.
Next.
B Block. We start off Yuma Aoyagi, one half of the tag team champions and one third of the six man tag champions. So he is a triple crown champion in his own right.
True, true, true.
He has won the champion carnival once a couple of years ago. I don't think this year will be his year. But I think we'll get pretty far.
Always a threat. He's another guy kind of similar to Cyrus. I mean, his style is a lot different. He's the prototypical, like, maybe not the ace character. But he's like always in the mix as the pillars, like the new pillars, pretty much with Kento, Anzai. He's kind of in that mix. He was just a champion last year. He's the one who beat Anzai, which I think is great because that sets up a real story that Aoyagi is the one guy Anzai can't beat. So that gives Yuma Aoyagi his own like little badge of honor, pretty much that he's the guy that Anzai can't topple. As a wrestler, he is a guy we saw it in last year's carnival. I think the MVP of this tournament, for sure, is the fact that Jiro is not in it once again. So we cannot have another Jiro and Aoyagi feud.
Oh my God, that's terrible, that match they had.
And he ended up tied up under the ring. That did happen. Don't watch it. But still. He was the champion. He's been the carnival winner before. Currently, one half of the tag team champs with Kento, and I definitely think it's possible that he could be in the mix on the final day. Could he win the block? Definitely a possibility. I wouldn't put money on it, but it wouldn't shock me either.
Yeah, and along with Kento and Jun, actually, you got to watch for losses for these guys because that's kind of
Yeah.
automatic title match.
That's right. They've done that a lot in the past in multiple Japanese tournaments that they will use this tournament to set up future title matches, whether it's the Triple Crown or the tag titles.
Yeah, and with the tag champions in different blocks, basically everyone has a shot at getting a tag title match.
And you're looking at his block with both guys, but particularly with Aoyagi, you've got two Elpida heavyweights. Or three Elpida heavyweights here. So all three of those guys could easily set up a tag title match should they win with different partners in the group. So good stuff there. Hokuto has his army that could set up a group for him. Saito Brothers could get a rematch. There's a lot of possibilities for a tag match to come out of his matches.
Well, now is Rei Saito, so one half of the Saito brothers. They just recently lost the tag belts. I really like Rei. I think this year is going to be his year. He is very different from June. If you haven't seen them, June's kind of more technical, more kicks, and Ray's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna beat you up. I'm gonna run into you. I'm just gonna, slap you silly. It's really, really fun to watch Ray. So if this is your first time, just keep a lookout for him.
He is a strong candidate to win this tournament and face his brother for the title. Like, a very easy story to tell. As a worker, like as a wrestler, he's very interesting to watch. I do agree with you that June has a little bit more to him in terms of trying to grow his moveset. But I think Ray's got a very special charisma to him. I really like that he's been able to make every situation he's been in work, even after he shaved his beard off and faced countless criticisms from certain people. I won't reveal any names on that who criticized that,
I'll
but
criticize it. It's terrible. Grow the beard back. It's 100% better when he has the beard.
I was trying to protect you. I was trying not to criticize
I
you.
am not the only one. Nearly 99% of people want the beard back. Bring it back.
Let this man live his life. That's all I want for Rei Saito. I want him to live his best life. What if he has a wife? Have you ever thought about that? And his wife told him to shave the beard.
Divorce.
No, why do you want to ruin relationships on this show? I will not go that far. Okay, well, let me ask you this then.
Okay.
Who is the better singer between the Saito brothers?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't listened to them sing in a while.
You got to listen to their debut music video.
I haven't. I love it. I just can't remember.
That's a thing we have to really mention. You have to look up their music single on YouTube. Ray mentioned that as athletic and as much of a sport as wrestling is, it's also entertainment. So they're bringing people in through different avenues, whether it's wrestling, singing, being on various Japanese TV shows. They're like local heroes, especially in their hometown region, and big time draws, like, in terms of popularity. So both of them have that. Both of them are good workers. Rei Saito has a little bit less pressure on him as the champion, but if he is going to win the tournament, that's going to really push him forward to really give his best effort. So I can't wait to see what Rei does in this tournament. I want to see a really motivated Rei. I think he can have good matches. Rematch of one of my favorite matches last year, him and Anzai in this block. And I think if people step their game up around him, Rei could deliver. So big fan of Rei Saito. Very much a possibility to win this block and this tournament.
I think he has a lot of eyes on him because he asked for a title match from June, and June said no, start winning some singles matches. Then he lost to a junior, Askie. So he's really like at the bottom of June's challenger pile right now. So he needs to have a good tournament.
Get those wins, Ray. I have faith in you. I'm not like these people who hate on your no beard attitude.
Okay, so Hokuto Omori, he's like everyone's favorite loser. We love him. He has his own little army. It's just all big guys around him. I don't know. He's fun to watch. I really like him, but I don't think it's going to get far.
The great news about this, the other MVP besides losing Jiro, is losing the horse head
Oh my God,
this
yes.
year.
Thank God.
Yes, that was a dreadful gimmick. That this one, I mean, if you had dreams of Hokuto Omori winning the Triple Crown, this gimmick is probably not a great path to that. But it's so much better than the horse stuff. So automatically we like him. He's very charming. Just that, he's gonna bring the comedic factor. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he gets a big win, at the end over like an Aoyagi, maybe set up some kind of goofy tag title challenge. I think he'll get one big win to kind of solidify him, but mainly he's going to be doing shtick in the undercard. Maybe he'll get a big match where he gets to really show his stuff because I was a big fan of his when he was a rookie, but right now I would say he's more for character-based wrestling than like great mat based or striking or the typical King's Road style. He's a different flavor, but very good to have in a tournament like this.
Next up is Yuma Anzai, who is one half of the All Asia Tag Champions. When it comes to Anzai, I'm just like, what can you say? He's just so good. He's the young ace, kind of battling it out with Yuma Aoyagi for that. But he's just so good. He's just so young in his career, too. If you're going to watch someone from Block B, I would say Yuma Anzai.
Yeah, absolutely agree. He's one of the best wrestlers, not just in all Japan, but in any company in Japan. I've been banging that drum for a while, and I think he's kind of underrated in terms of the whole scene. Obviously, if you're a fan of All Japan, you know what this guy brings to the table. You know he's a great champion. You know he delivers in every circumstance, whether it's singles, tags, big matches, mid-card. He delivers. He's a great wrestler and a guy who like had a meteoric rise, very uncommon among rookies or anything like that. I mean, it took Kento like 9 years, I think, from his debut before he won the Triple Crown. Aoyagi, it took 7 or 8 years to get. But Anzai, nah, one or two is all it takes. Anzai's going for that Triple Crown. He doesn't have time to wait for that. Just a wunderkind and a fantastic performer. Very likely MVP candidate. Definitely possibility to win. I think because he had his title shot not that long ago, that takes me out of picking him personally. But I do think he could definitely win the block. And if he won the tournament, that's kind of the one thing missing on his resume right now. It would feel a little soon, but he's such a great wrestler, it would work anyway. So I wouldn't count him out. But for the block, he's definitely has a chance to win this.
Yeah, also, if you're a new fan, we did recommend his Triple Crown reign, but I also recommend his All Asia Tag reign with Ryzen Hayato. That's
Yeah,
really
good
good.
point.
And they just had a match with Astronauts, so Abe and Tsukuya Nomura, and that was
Yep.
fantastic.
Yeah. Very good stuff. Very good call on your part. He is the leader of the Elpida group as well, which is, has all these young guys. We're about to get through all these Elpida guys in a row
Yes.
here, how you listed it. But as I said, all of them definitely on beat Aoyagi watch for tag title shots, and he's right at the top of the list.
Yeah, so the next member of Elpida is Ricky Honda. I love Honda. He's my guy. He's improved so much. Like when he broke out of his rookie phase, he had like a Triple Crown title match straight away. And I thought he was good then, but he's just got so much better. And I'm just so happy to see him just get these amazing opportunities and just get, seeing how far he gets in tournaments. Like twice now, he's been runner up for Royal Road. Like maybe one day he'll win it. But yeah, just seeing him just makes me so happy. He's just such a fun wrestler.
He's winning that tournament one day.
Yeah,
Like,
he has to.
it's not like Hideki with the Triple Crown where I'm 50-50. This is a yes automatically. Honda's gonna get his time in the sun. What do you feel about his dancing abilities, though?
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I love it.
This woman did not hesitate with that. 10 out of 10. She knew it. She smiled when I said it. She had no doubts. Honda, if you've won her over, then you've won the world over. I have now come around on the dancing. I didn't like it at first, but I'm into it now. He's always been a really fun guy, you know? Like, he had all the gimmicks. As always, I will beg for the return of Gungnir of Anarchy so he can
Oh,
get the shades
yes.
back. But even as he is now, he's really good. Had a great tag team with Anzai, but they kind of transitioned Anzai to Rising, like you mentioned. Now he's teaming with Ayabe, who is a great big man team as well, that he is really the workhorse of. You know, I was thinking though, not to go back to Anzai for a little bit, rescheduling the format right now. If Anzai got the win, what if they did a champion versus champion tag match? Anzai and Hayato versus Yuma and Kento.
For which belt?
Both. Double title match. It would probably be for the main tag titles, to be honest. The
Yeah.
All Asians might not be on the line.
It would be
'Cause Rising would
fun.
probably lose. Yeah. No,
Yeah,
that would be a great match.
yeah.
That's my idea. That's my fantasy booking idea for the tournament.
It's three members of the former NXTDREAM and then Anzai. I'll always,
That's.
be up for like NXTDREAM matches.
Yeah, absolutely. Big love to NXTDREAM for sure. Honda though, if he could get a win, maybe have a tag title shot with Ayabe, which I think is actually pretty likely, to be honest. Last year, one of the big mysteries was why he didn't do better in the carnival. He was really not a big winner near the bottom of his block. And we were thinking, when me and you were covering it, we were both like, what's up with Honda? Like, he should be one of the contenders, not near the bottom. I think this year he'll be much more protected in this block. I could easily see him getting 8 to 10 points at least and being a guy that's definitely in the mix. I wouldn't put it past him to win this whole thing, honestly. Like, if they go away from Rei Saito, I think he would be a very good choice to be a secondary candidate to win. Because I think if he has not gotten his time yet, he's in a major match at the end of the tournament, the last night, as well against Kakuta. So you think that he's going to be a guy that may, I think he's a contender. I wouldn't write him off. I mean, I don't think he'll win, but I would not write him off.
I would like him to beat Anzai and then he and Raniabe take the titles from him. So Alpida drops the titles to Alpida. But the last Alpida guy we're going to talk about is Raniabe. So he's still pretty new as an All Japan wrestler. He just signed last year, but he's been hanging around the
True.
company for a while. Like Tsuji brought him in. They were this tag team, and Tsuji's like, yo, I'm out. But I really like Ren. He has improved so much. His moves still look a little bit light, and he still looks like, he's trying to find out how his limbs work because he just.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA.
So big, but he's so great. I love his new outfit. Like when he came out last year and then defeated Kento in the first round, I was like, holy hell, yes, Ren. I think he'll be in like the middle of the pack, really, but he'll have a better tournament than he did last year.
He was a big project last year, really, in the tournament. They worked really hard to get him over, have him beat Kento, put him in major matches. And make him a threat. I like how you describe that. Like he's trying to figure out how to have his limbs work. It kind of fits though if you watch him wrestle. He's very tall, former basketball player. His transition into wrestling has been up and down, I would say. But the thing with him that you have to pay attention to is that they want him to succeed. So they've given him a bunch of opportunities that helped him along the way. And try to cover up any weaknesses he might have as kind of a green big guy. He's definitely improved, and I think he'll be a guy that is a threat in this tournament. I wouldn't expect him to win, but I think that he's a guy that will, I think he'll get a big win in this tournament. If it's not Yuma Aoyagi, it could be Anzai. It could be Rei Saito. That makes a lot of sense, actually, for him to be one of Rei's losses. You don't expect Rei Saito to lose a lot. But I think that being Ren's big win is something I could get behind. So Ren will get some wins. I don't think he'll win. I think middle of the pack, what she said was accurate.
And also, he did win the Royal Road last year. So he can't win two tournaments in a row.
And the match with Yuma Aoyagi was his best match, in my
that
opinion, that he had for the Triple Crown. Yeah.
Okay. So now we move on to Egor Blanc. He did a small tour with All Japan back in 2023. He worked 9 shows. If I'm being honest, I don't know why he's back. I see him as a junior heavyweight, not a heavyweight. I think Oh, man, I'm not excited.
He's put on weight since he left before. That's what my friends in Germany tell me, WXW fans. I think Jessica's not revealing the true reason why she doesn't like Aigle Blanc. Her terrible high school French class that she had, we were talking about off the air, which was utterly useless in hindsight to her.
6 years of French, and I remember nothing.
And she holds this grudge close to her heart.
I regret doing French.
This is why I'm here, people, to get the I'm the only one that can unlock the truth.
There's a bigger story. I'm not going to get into it. It's not like I hate France or the French people or anything.
No. That's a little overdramatic. She just dislikes the class that she took. Yeah. Aigle Blanc, though, like you, I mean, I think of him more as a junior from his first run. I've been told he's bulked up a little bit. He has a couple of years of more experience for him under his belt. I'm hopeful to see something from him. I thought he was, like, he showed flashes, in my opinion. It wasn't all bad, but I did come away thinking he had a long way to go. So I hope that he's improved, and he will have a spot in this tournament as the masked guy. You know, that gives him, like, a unique hook, pretty much. I don't know what he's going to do in this block. I think this company isn't a great fit for him and his style, to be honest. But I'm hopeful that in the last couple of years, he's been able to grow and he can gel with great wrestlers like Yuma and Honda and Anzai, of course. And they can really get more out of him and build his confidence, let him do some big things. And I'm rooting for success, for sure. I'm not a huge fan of his from the first run, but I'm going to give him a chance in this heavyweight run. And I hope he does well. And I hope he proves us all wrong that are, you know, because like I said, I'm not that excited about him either. But I'm going to give him a chance.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to watch his matches. I'm going to watch probably nearly all of the matches. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so someone else who's back that I'm very, very excited about is Mike DiVecchio. He was here for last year's tag team tournament, and he got over, like, straight away. Because this guy looks muscly. He looks like he's just a heavyweight. But then he, like, busts out all these flippy moves. I'm like, holy shit. He can really go. And his team with Oishi was so much fun. I loved it. Oishi's gone now. But Mike D already has a t-shirt. It's like, I saw Mike D live, and it has like the Champion Carnival schedule. So the fans love him. I'm so glad he's back.
And the great thing about him is that the fans loving him meant so much to him personally. You could tell he got emotional. And he really wants to be here. You know, this isn't somebody coming in for a paycheck. Or like I said, kind of leaning on the WWE name. You know, he wasn't a flame out from an American company. You know, he was really an indie guy through and through. Like, not that well known worldwide in Europe. And he really caught on with the fans. Very unique style for this tournament. And I fully expect the reaction to be the same. He's going to be a unique character. I think he'll always be fun to watch. I don't think he's a great all-around wrestler, but I think he's fun to watch and a great guy to have in this tournament. This tournament, too, it's really going to show us what All Japan feels like they have in him, because if he gets a big win or two here, that could be a sign he could be a new regular. You know, and I think he has a chance to be a new regular for the company. He just runs through and doesn't win a lot and just has, you know, fan favorite matches. That's fine, too. But I'm really interested to see if he gets a big win that gives us a hook to bring him back and be a regular guy in the future.
And just, I hate to see online people like, oh, he's such a short guy. He wears lifts. I don't care if he wears like platform heels from the 90s. He can wear the highest shoes. He's still a fucking fantastic wrestler. And I'm so happy to see him in the carnival.
She was super passionate about that. Yes. Like, she doesn't want to hear this nonsense. People talking about how short he is. He's a short king. We don't judge heights. We're not that kind of people on this show. We like Mike D because he does cool shit.
Yes.
We don't care if he's 5'0" or 7 feet tall. He's really won the crowd over. So yes, I love your passion, and I love Mike D and his flips. And many people are excited about him coming back. Even my co-host on my other show, Eastern Lariat, he was very happy to know that he's back here. So we're all happy together for Mike D.
Okay, and the last guy who was actually a really big surprise all the way from Dragon Gate is Madoka Kakuta. I do not watch Dragon Gate. I wish I did, but I just don't have the time. Dylan does, so please introduce us to who Kukuta is if you're like me and don't know.
Thankfully, unlike Jessica, I have no friends. So I have too much time to watch Dragon Gate. So Kukuta, I think if you're not familiar with him and you just see, oh, a Dragon Gate wrestler's here, you'll think of the high speed, like Naruki Doi, who guests here at All Japan very often. He's a freelancer technically, but really a Dragon Gate guy. He's an original DG trainee. Kikuta is not that at all. He's really well known for his size in Dragon Gate. He's not like a giant, but he is a legit heavyweight. He's a guy that's played a number of gimmicks in Dragon Gate as well. When he started as a rookie, you know, he came in and was part of a very highly regarded class with guys like Ben K, who you guys might have heard of. And he's well known to be into courage as well. And they're going through, if you're not a fan of Dragon Gate, they're actually going through a storyline right now with the Courage, which is like a top babyface group. The leader of that group was injured for like a year and a half. And during the time he was out, Kakuta won the world title in Dragon Gate, the Open the Dream Gate. He is a former top star for Dragon Gate. He's not some schlub mid-card dude. Like, he is one of the main guys. And right now, they're teasing a turn, and that maybe Kakuta could have felt like he got left behind. Like, why are people celebrating this guy coming back? I was here. I did a good job, too. Like, give me my flowers type of deal. A lot of people are predicting that that could be a thing. Obviously, if you're a fan of Shun Skywalker, a crazy guy in Dragon Gate, pretty much always doing weird storylines. They brought back Yuki Yoshioka, who is the former champion that came back, his old gimmick of Dia Inferno. But it's not him. It's somebody screwing with Kakuta. Some people have said maybe Kakuta could turn. Maybe somebody could turn on him. That could bleed into the carnival. But to describe him as a wrestler, his gimmick before his world title run, when he was just a mid-carder, was hip-hop Kakuta. Which was not a rapper gimmick or anything like that. That's KZ. That had that in GG. He was called that just because of his hip attacks, which is one of his signature moves. He has a very large hip circumference, I would say, and he uses it very well in his matches. He's a really talented wrestler, honestly. I think he's going to fit right in this block. I love that they put him and Mike D together, because Mike D is like the more traditional Dragon Gate style of like the flippy guy, the high flyer dude. Kakuta's going to really do well with him. Ogle Blanc, too, a guy who was a junior heavyweight. Great pairing for Kakuta. They've done a great job of really setting Kakuta up to succeed. And it's a great thing for him. I think he's going to be motivated because he hasn't been doing a lot in DG since his title loss. You know, he kind of went down the card after that, more in a tag title run. Not a tag title run, but a tag team run. Interestingly enough, they are running their Rey de Parejas right now, which is a tag team tournament in DG.
Yeah, they got a tournament.
Yeah, it's a tag team tournament. And originally, he and Dragon Daya, maybe you know him if you're a New Japan fan, they were going to team Kakuta and Daya. But when Yoshioka came back, he personally requested Kakuta step aside so Yoshioka could team with Daya, the original De Courage. And that's where a lot of this turn intrigue is coming from. Yeah, exactly. And Kakuta was pretty cool about it, though, actually. He was like, yeah, sure, okay. And then like a week later, we were all wondering, DG fans were like, why was Kakuta so calm about this? He just let Yoshioka take a spot. And then like a week later, oh, Kakuta's in the carnival. So like, now it makes sense. He's going off on his own mission. DG guys have a rich history of competing in other tournaments. There's been a number of guys that have competed in the Best of the Super Juniors for New Japan. Tag team tournaments in NOAH before. Famously, BB Hulk and Shingo when they were a team or the NOAH Tag League. Yoshioka himself was in the N1. You've got Takashi Yoshida, who is also back at All Japan recently in a ridiculous Hokuto Goon gimmick, which we all love very much. He was in the Champion Carnival in 2019. Doi, we know what he's brought to the table in the junior division. So, DG
had the junior belt.
Yeah, he did. Susumu was a great champion. He was one of the best junior champions for All Japan to me. Loved his matches with Hikaru Sato back then.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, and that even led to Hokuto Omori wrestling in Dragon Gate once in a triple threat match for the junior title back when he was still a junior. So really good history between DG and All Japan. He was somebody really not who I was thinking they would even bring in. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be somebody like a Sekimoto, maybe an Abe or a Nomura, guys who they work with usually. But I like that they picked somebody totally different. And stylistically, he actually fits in this block as well. Again, I think booking-wise, they've given him a chance to succeed. It's going to be on him now, but I've seen his wrestling a lot. I'm a really big fan of his in the ring. Character-wise, he doesn't bring a lot to the table. Like, charisma-wise, that was really his shortcoming as champion that a lot of people criticized him for. But as a champion and as a wrestler, nobody could doubt his match quality. I think he's had a lot of, just his Dreamgate title reign is definitely something that I would recommend viewing. And I think in this tournament, when you look at him, I think he's going to be maybe not a player. Like, maybe he won't win the block. I don't think he'll win the block. But I think he's going to be a guy that's very, like, protected. They're not going to have him go out and lose 8 matches in a row or something like that. They're going to show him respect. He's got enough size to be worth it. And he's a guy that I think that you can really expect good things from. I think he's going to be a positively feud guest wrestler. And if you want to find out more about him and watch him, on the Dragon Gate Network, they've got all of his matches pretty much. I would say his best match was at the tail, 1 month before his title reign ended. His last successful defense was against Big Boss Shimizu. That was a fantastic match. His match where he won the title versus Shun Skywalker, both of those were in 2023. The Shun match was at Dead or Alive 2023, and the Shimizu match was in November 2023. And he did have Yamato's first title challenge after he won the bout in this current run that Yamato's on, which was a really good in-ring match too. So there's 3 good matches for you to check out. Done some good tag work with Dragon Daya as well. So he's a very versatile guy, has done comedic stuff before. Hopefully he shines in this tournament. I'm rooting for Kakuta to do good.
He's definitely in the right block, I reckon. Last year, you and I christened B block the beef block, but I reckon B block is our boy block and A block is adult block. Because the B block just seems so much more goofier than the A block. The A block are like serious adults wrestling. And the B block's like, let me hip attack you. Because you know Yuma is going to hip attack him back.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely 100% Aoyagi will find some way to clown Kakuta at some point. And like you said, you've got Mike D, who's this kind of crazy, flippy guy. A masked man. Honda's done some really crazy stuff with Anzai on the social media. And Hokuto is the king of comedy in the tournament. Ray, he's nuts. Like, he has his music videos and everything else he does. So I like your idea. I like how you christened it. B for boy this year.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the schedule. The tour will be held over 14 days, and they have a mix of live and video-on-demand shows. As normal, video-on-demand shows will be uploaded the day after filming, or in some cases, day of filming. I'll go over the dates and time for shows, and all times are in Japan Standard Times. So we're going to pick a match from each show which we think looks interesting. They may be the same matches. We don't know. We haven't discussed this before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Good stuff here. It could be completely random. We don't know. So it's on the fly. This is on the fly booking, people.
Yes. So we're going to start on April 9th, which is live at 6:30 p.m. Cyrus versus Davey Boy, Hideki versus Kento, Egil Blanc versus Mike D, Kakuta versus Yuma Aoyagi, Kengo Mashimo versus Jun, Honda versus Ray, and Anzai versus Omori. And straight away, it's Kakuta versus Aoyagi for me.
I'll go with Hideki and Kento. Yeah, so, but those are my 1 and 1 A's. Like, they're both very interesting. I can't wait to see what Kakuta does right away. I could see Kakuta getting an upset win here to solidify him. That gives Aoyagi a loss that's not for the tag belts. In all likelihood, although I would love to see DeCourage. I love their team. If they brought them over to All Japan, I would be all for that. Kakuta and Yoshioka, or Kakuta and Daya, like any combination, or Tanaka either, like the younger guy in the group, but he's really good. So all of those guys are fantastic performers. Love both matches, but Hideki, Kento, that's going to be a great King's Road style match. I can't wait to see it.
I'll say day one's usually very, very fun. All the matches are really good. Yeah. And Kento, if you're new, Kento hasn't won Day One Champion Carnival for, 6 years now or something? So I was curious to see who his Day One opponent was. With Hideki, I think he'll, keep the streak going.
Yeah, you want to solidify, guys. Hideki needs that win. Needs to be a player.
So on April 12th, which is live at 5 p.m., you got Pango versus Kento, Ayabe versus Yuma, Ashina versus Hideki, Zion versus Kuma, Egelblanc versus Anzai, and Kakuta versus Mike D. I go Kango versus Kento.
I agree. That's my pick as well. Although Ashino and Hideki is a strong 1A. I cannot wait to see that match as well. It's just, I'm super hyped to see Ken go back. This is an old rivalry I loved. So to see them revisit it, this should be a really good show.
April 13th is a video on demand show. We got Ashina versus June, Kango versus Hideki, Kuma versus Davey Boy, Mike D versus Ray, and Ricky Honda versus Hokuto Amore. I'm going to pick Honda versus Amore just because I just want to know what these two guys are going to get up to.
I'll be the serious one. Go with Kengo and Hideki. I hear it. Though Honda and Omori could be ridiculous and goofy and fun. But I want the real graps. Hideki, I want 2AW graps in my All Japan right now. So that's where I'm going with this. But I think that this, they're two different styles of matches. I think Ray and Mike D could be a really fun match as well. Or it could be fun or a disaster. Very few in-betweens.
Ishino versus June should be good as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I would love to see Ashino get a big win here. He deserves that. He deserves that big win.
On April 19th, it's another video on demand show. We have Ashino versus Kento, Honda versus Yuma, Zion versus Davey Boy, Kengo versus Kuma, and Egelblanc versus Ayabe. Straight away, Ashino versus Kento. They had such a good match last year. I need to see a replay.
Absolutely agree. That'll be great. Honda and Aoyagi could be a sleeper match, though. That's right up there.
Honda has Yuma's number, definitely.
Yep.
April 20th is another video demand show. It's Ayabe versus Ray, Anzai versus Honda, Cyrus versus Kuma, Zion versus Kengo, and Egelblanc versus Amore. Yuma Anzai versus Ruki Honda. It was my match of the year last year. I can't wait to,
that's true.
To do it again.
Yep. That's my pick, too. I do think Cyrus and Kuma could be a fun big beef boy battle there, though.
Yes, definitely. April 23rd, we go back to live shows, and this is at 6:30 p.m. Ayabe versus Honda, Kakuta versus Anzai, Hideki versus June, Davey Boy versus Kento, Zion versus Cyrus, Kengo versus Ishino, and Mike D versus Yuma Aoyagi. I gotta go with Honda again. Honda and Ayabe, they're tag team partners. I love when tag team partners fight each other. I just think it's so much fun.
I thought you were going to say Mike D and Yuma on there.
There's three matches I really like. Mike D and Yuma is the second one, and then Kengo and Ashino.
That's my pick. Once again, 2AW in the building. We have to respect 2AW, and that's my pick. But all three of those matches you said, honestly, though, now that I think about it, Kakuta and Anzai? That's a really interesting match. I'm changing my pick. I'm going with Kakuta and Anzai here. But this could be a really good show there. But Kakuta and Anzai, Kengo Ashino, Mike D. Yuma, bring them all on. Zion and Cyrus, that's another one of those that could turn crazy into a train wreck, and that could be entertaining in some way.
Just a little speculation here. I reckon this show is where Hideki gets a title shot against June. I reckon he'll defeat June here.
100% in favor of this, for sure. So I like your fantasy booking, like Hideki getting the title shot. You've redeemed yourself after earlier going 50-50.
I'll always be 50-50 on Hideki.
Boo.
Anyway, moving on from booing, we got April 26th, which is live at 5 p.m. Cyrus versus Kento, Ayabe versus Anzai, Ray versus Yuma, Kengo versus Davey Boy, Zion versus Ishino, Kuma Arashi versus Jun Sato, and Kakuta versus Hokuto Mare. I gotta go with Cyrus versus Kento. They always have good matches against each other.
And that's like Kento's bread and butter, him versus a monstrous big guy. Yes. So that will be great. I'll go with Ray and Yuma Aoyagi. Ray Saito and Yuma Aoyagi. I expect to see a good match there. Want to see Ray throw him around and Aoyagi pull out a squirrely win here. We need to see another pin. Since Kento pinned June, Yuma needs to pin Saito, Ray, and solidify this business tag number one.
I kind of don't want him to defeat Ray just because Usky was the one to defeat Ray, and he's a junior heavyweight.
Yeah.
So Usky can hold that over Yuma. Like, if I can defeat him, why can't you? I'm the better wrestler. But
Okay, good point. Good point. I changed my mind. Let's let Ray destroy him and get a title shot again.
April 27th, we are live at 5 p.m. We got Zion versus Kento, Davey Boy versus June, Cyrus versus Ishino, Kuma versus Hideki, Egil Blanc versus Kakuta, and Mike D versus Hokuto Amore. I'm going to go with Cyrus versus Ishino. I reckon that's going to be really good.
This is one of the weaker shows to date, in all honesty. I will go against your ways and pick Egil Blanc versus Kakuta as my match here. I want to see the luchador, the European luchador versus the Dragon Gate guy.
I just love seeing Ishino just chopping down the bigger guys until he can finally lock on an ankle lock. That's always fun to watch.
That'll be good. And like, Ishino is like a minimalist king. So facing a guy who's at like not have the, you know, doesn't have a ton of moveset, Ishino's going to make that work really well, I think.
But also seeing how Zion goes, we don't know. Kento makes anybody look good. He can make me look good, and I'm not a wrestler. So, yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on that match.
I have faith in you, though. I think you would deliver, personally.
April 28th, we go back to Video On Demand. Mike D versus Anzai. Egil Blanc versus Yuma. Zion versus June. Davey Boy versus Ishino. And Cyrus versus Hideki. And straight away, it's Mike D versus Anzai. I wanted them in a singles match ever since they faced off in Tag League.
That would be my pick as well, but I will say this is another big match for Zion facing the Triple Crown champion.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, that's something that this is going to be his real proving ground here. Like, if he can really pull it together in this tournament, that could be a big match because he's going to put in max effort. But still, for what we know now, Anzai is really going to bring the best out of Mike D. I think this will be a ton of fun. The crowd's going to be super hot for it, and it should really be my pick for the show as well.
April 29th is another Video On Demand show. We got Zion versus Hideki, Cyrus versus June, Kuma versus Kento, Egil Blanc versus Ray, and Mike D versus Honda. I'm going to say Egil Blanc versus Ray because it's just so different. And I reckon Ray's going to have so much fun with that.
Yeah, another big match for Blanc here. Like, let's see what he could do against somebody like Ray, who's going to be such a big power guy. Kuma and Kento could be a sleeper match. Kento has brought the best out of him in the past. I think that's something worth watching. And Mike D and Honda, another really good Mike D potential match here. I'm going to go with that as my pick. Another Mike D match, another Honda match. We love my guys.
On May 6th, we go back to live, and it's at 6:30 p.m. Davey Boy versus Hideki, Kento versus June, Kuma versus Ishino, Cyrus versus Kengo, Kakuta versus Ray, and Reneyabe versus Hokuto Amore. So just quick shout out to Kuma and Ishino. They had such a fun 10-year anniversary match. But I'm going with Kento versus June, a rerun of the finals last year, because that was a fantastic match.
Totally agree. Longtime friends in Ishino and Kuma. That could be fun. Kakuta and Ray, sleeper match. I think that could be really good. That's going to be a big test for Kakuta because it's the kind of style that he's not as familiar with in Dragon Gate, but I think he should be able to deliver here. Ultimately, though, this was, I will say, if there is one Davey match that could be good, like, this would be it, like, stylistically.
Get off the show.
No!
There's two rules on this show. Talk negative about Davey Boy and talk positive about Fuchi.
No, I'm talking, first of all, we love Fuchi. There is no negativity towards him. I'm talking positive about Hideki.
Okay,
I think he is the one that can unlock, that can unlock something from him. If you don't hate Davey as much as we do, pretty much. But ultimately, though, this is a good show. I think they're going to bring it going back to live. They have the week break off, which is going to be kind of awkward in real time to kind of go from one show and then take a week break. And it's not even like a halftime break. Like, we're near the end of the tournament at this point.
Giving us a catch up because I know I'm going to be so far behind.
Well, that is true. Good point. Like I said, you've won once again. I would agree, though, Kento and June, their match last year was probably the best match of the whole tournament. And there's no reason they can't do it again and have a great match here. I expect good things, but Kakuta and Ray, I think, is very interesting. And Ishino Kuma, very emotional. And Hideki is the most equipped to get the most out of somebody we don't think is that good, ultimately. So, Ayame and Omori, that's going to be a weird-ass match.
On May 10th, we got live at 3 p.m. So we got Yuma Anzai versus Yuma Aoyagi, Kakuta versus Ayabe, Aigle-Blanc versus Honda, and Omori versus Rei. I want to go with Yuma versus Yuma. I didn't love their match last year, but I'm hoping they turn it around here.
And I think expectations were really high for that match. It being a triple crown title shot. Anzai had that great reign. And he had like back-to-back bangers that same month against Rei and Honda. So the Aoyagi match didn't look as good as in comparison. But the battle of the Yumas implode. Which Yuma side will you be on in the great Yuma Wars?
Aoyagi.
Me too. but still, that'll be a great match.
Yeah.
What one of the bigger ones in the tournament, just in terms of star versus star and what they mean, like two of the last three prior Triple Crown champions before June. So should be good. And I fully expect, too, this will play a role in the standings, ultimately, because it's so late. Like, this is going to be maybe not a deciding match, but somebody could get eliminated here before the last night. And I think it'll be a big match. I think this could be a draw, to be honest with you. Like, they're both on the last night show. I could totally see them not wanting to eliminate either. Have them go to a draw. This is as good of a spot as any, I think, to get in there.
Then on May 11th, that's live at 1 p.m., we got Omori versus Yuma, Anzai versus Rei, Kuta versus Honda, Mike D versus Rene Yave. I reckon these are all going to be really fun. But shout out to Kakuta and Honda, but Anzai versus Rei is definitely my match to watch.
Surprise it's not Aoyagi and Hokuto. Should be a lot of fun. You know Aoyagi's going to have a ton of fun with that.
Yeah.
That's Aoyagi's most anticipated match of the tournament, I think, is against Hokuto. But no, I agree with you. Like, I think Kakuta and Honda could be a lot of fun. But Anzai Rei, that was a match, man, last year. I loved it so much. I want to see it again. And Mike D and IMA, that's another one of those that could go off the rails, but still be entertaining. Aoyagi and Omori is 100% going off the rails in the best way. And Kakuta and Honda, I think that's going to be a really good pairing. I think if I was going to compare Kakuta to any All Japan wrestler, and like you just never watch Kakuta, never watch his matches, Honda would probably be my pick. Like if I had to compare him to somebody. So I think they'll have a great match. But Anzai Rei, that match was so damn good. If the crowd buys in, this could be like banger alert heavy here. And I think it's very likely that match decides the block as well. So very much looking forward to that.
Had a look on Cage Match. Because it just reminded me, last year, Omori and Yuma faced off in the last show of the tournament. And Omori actually won that match.
I bet he wins again this time. He's in the perfect spot to spoil Aoyagi again.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got the finals on May 18th. That will be live at 4 p.m. Who do you think is winning A block, B block, and the overall winner?
To me, I think this is Ray's tournament to lose. I would pick him to win B block. I think A block could be really wide open. Really, any of the first half of guys we said could have a chance. I think Hideki makes a lot of sense to if they trust. But I think really, though, this is Kento's spot. Ultimately, like, coming off of a match against... I mean, we presume... Obviously, this all changes if Kento wins the title on the 29th. Obviously, like that changes all of this, like throughout this whole preview. But barring things staying the same, I think Kento is the one to get the most out of Rei, just like he got the most out of June last year. Except this time, Rei gets the win, and he now has something over his brother, like over June. He beat Kento, and he won the carnival when you didn't. It makes perfect storyline sense. So I'm going to go with a Kento versus Rei final with Rei Saito winning. That's my prediction.
100% agree. I reckon Kento win A block, Rei will win B block. He'll do what June couldn't do last year. He'll finally get that big singles win June has been asking for and get his title shot. Will he win the title? I don't think so. But I think that'll be a great match.
Not ready to do a title switch with another Saito early. Poor Rei.
What do you think? If he faces June, would he win?
I wouldn't count it out, to be honest. But I think it's more likely June would win. I do have to agree with you, ultimately. I do think it's interesting. If you look at the tournament, B block, it's like B block, B block the last two nights. It's in 1A, 1B. Yeah, so that's very weird at the end. But we do have to remember that they're doing the semifinals this year as well. So you could have two guys advance potentially as well. I'll go with Honda advancing out of B, like Ray and Honda will be it. Yuma getting spoiled. Yuma Ayagi getting spoiled. Honda Kakuta, the winner, advances in the semifinals, and I'll go with Honda. In A block, I'll go with Hideki to be the second guy, like Kento and Hideki and Ray and Honda.
I reckon Anzai. And
okay.
Jun okay, has to have a strong showing. He is a triple crown. Maybe
the only problem. Yeah, that's what I said, Honda.
Yeah.
So the only problem with the only time with Anzai and Jun, why I didn't pick them because I thought of them too, is that Jun faces Kento in the last match and Anzai faces Ray. And so, like, both of our finalists.
Oh, true.
yeah, they'd have to lose and then advance anyway in our idea.
We should just say
so that's why I went with Honda. So you just have him beating Omori. You just say, screw it, he advances.
Yeah, they trade wins year by year.
Are you going to take this man's happiness away from him? This is all Omori has, Jess.
He has his group.
But he's the loser of the group, though.
Fine, Omori. Second winner of Block A. Or Block B.
Yes! Yes! Finally, I've convinced her.
It doesn't matter who's in the semifinals. Ray is winning this thing.
Yes, I mean, ultimately, you're right. Yeah. But Hokuto stand up.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a fun tournament. I reckon if you're a first-time viewer, definitely it's one to check out. Do you have any parting words?
Yeah, one question before we get out of here. One thing I'll ask you, I'll throw it your way. Do you think they'll do a junior title match either on the tour, on the finals, or maybe on one of these secondary shows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, set up Musashi for somebody.
Yeah, Musashi's versus Seki soon.
Should be a great match.
Someone will come out and challenge. It might be Asuki, and they might do it on the last day, which I'm really worried about because I don't want Asuki to have the belt right now. I reckon that's the way it's headed.
I'd love to see them bring in another Dragon Gate guy. Like, they could do the title match on the 11th, like on the last day, so you have Kakuta gutting for the title. And then maybe bring in one of the Decourage guys. Bring in Dragon Daya to face him in there. And that kind of gives you a storyline hook with Kakuta and his group. I would love to see that.
Because last year in the finals, they had Rising Hayato versus Hayashi, actually.
Yep.
So my prediction is Musashi versus Asuki. Not Anzai.
Anzai with another belt going for the junior title. Anzai and Musashi would be an excellent match.
We saw that someone like Hayato versus Anzai to number one contenders match, because that's always going to draw.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to my DG prediction, try to get Dragon Daya an extra booking, or maybe Ryoya Tanaka, who's the young guy who could lose to Musashi reasonably. So I'll go with a Decourage member going for the belt same day as Kakuta's trying to get to the finals of the Champion Carnival.
Oh, but, it's Taishin.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Like, Taishin Nagao, the rookie wrestler of All Japan right now. I'm so excited to see him grow and how great he's growing. And seeing Tsukamoto come back as well recently got announced. Like, things are just going to get better and better for the undercard of All Japan. I think that things are really trending upward. The guy's a great rookie. You've got the TV title, the best it's ever been. Junior heavyweight title is among the best it's ever been right now. Not just because Musashi's a great champion, which I do think he is, but because the division as a whole is more full around him. I think that you've got a lot of good things going on heading into the tournament. It's going to be up to the people in the carnival to bring the best out of each other to really follow through with all of this upside that they have. But I'm really excited about the tournament. I hope that they can find a way. I spoke on this on the last Eastern Lariat episode I did. My one fear with this tournament, if there's going to be a criticism, I hope they find a way. It's not even criticism, it's just a request, more or less. I hope they find a way to make it to where it's not so obvious Rey is going to win. I want them to have some drama and bring in some people that can make you think, okay, maybe it's not an assured thing that we have brother versus brother. I hope they can build some storylines for some guys in this tournament and give them a chance to do some things and stand out as well.
So on All Japan's Twitter, they do these things where they ask fans to predict who's going to win the Champion Carnival. Last year, they had Kento in first place, Yuma in second place, and Rey in third place. Kento was the winner, but June was nowhere in sight, and he made it to the finals. So I'm curious to see what the fans pick, because Kento's always at the top. So I'm wondering if he gets knocked off by Rey. It'll be very, very interesting when those results come out.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be interesting. Right now, the Saitos are the hottest act in the company, but Kento, he's untouchable as the ace right now and the normal favorite. So let's see how it turns out. Let's see what the Japanese fans think of this. They've got their perspective. Can't wait to see how it turns out.
So we've come to the end of another episode. Thank you for listening to this special bonus episode of Jumping Knee Pod, all about the upcoming Champion Carnival. If you want, you can find me at Sister Jessie and Royal Road 72 on Twitter, and Sister Jessie on Blue Sky. Also, Jumping Knee Pod is on Instagram if you prefer it there.
Check me out at Viva_0 on Twitter, Viva0 on Blue Sky, Eastern Lariat on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Instagram. We're all on there. Always talking about all kinds of Japanese wrestling, not just All Japan, but New Japan, NOAH, DG, DDT, Joshi. We've got a little bit of everything on there. We do our best to cover the whole gambit, and really thankful to have it, and really thankful for you, Jess, for inviting me on this show once again. Always a good time, and hopefully all the fans out there really enjoyed it. I joked at the start of having enemies, but in reality, I've always gotten good reactions, to be honest, from this show. I'm very much overrating people trying to come for me, at least on this show. So thank you guys for listening and enjoying the show. Hopefully you check out the carnival. Hopefully you guys let us know what you think. Always up to talk for some All Japan, but thank you guys so much for listening, and make sure to tune into the next episode, too.
Yeah, the next episode is going to be all about the March tour. You can hear my thoughts about how I hated the Business Tag versus Saito's match and why. But are you going to be covering the whole Champion Carnival like you did last year, or just bits and pieces?
No, I'll cover the whole thing. You know how it goes on Eastern Lariat. Every single match.
Yeah, so the Champion Carnival will be covered here, obviously. They'll be coming out in May, so look forward to that. But thank you, Dylan. Thank you all once again. I have been your host, Jessica, and I'll see you next time for more All Japan Pro Wrestling.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Hey, have you guys heard of the new show on the Countout Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new Japan Pro Wrestling podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show, because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.